Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the February 2024 HITECH meeting. We're so glad you could join us today. I'm Wendy Nabola with ONC, the designated federal officer of the HITECH. This meeting is open to the public and your feedback is welcome. Comments can be made via the Zoom chat feature throughout the meeting or can be made verbally during the public comment period that is scheduled at approximately 11 a.m. Let's go ahead and get started with our meeting. First, let me welcome ONC's executive leadership team. Steve Posnack, the Deputy National Coordinator, Elise Sweeney-Anthony, the Executive Director of the Office of Policy, and Avinash Shambhag, the Executive Director of the Office of Technology. I'd like to begin with roll call of our HITECH members. When I call your name, please indicate that you are present. And let's start with our co-chairs, Videl Briggs-Melanson.
Good morning.
Sarah DeSilvey.
Good morning, everyone.
Shyla Blend.
Good morning.
Hans Buttendijk.
Good morning.
Michael Shang.
Good morning, present.
Derek DeYoung.
Good morning.
Steve Eichner.
Good morning.
Lee Fleischer. Hannah Galvin.
Good morning.
Raj Gobarty. Stephen Hester.
Good morning.
Bryant Thomas Karras.
Present. Hello, everyone.
Hung Liu.
Good morning.
Trudy Matthews.
Good morning, everyone.
Anna McAllister. Devin McGraw will be joining us later. Katrina Miller Parrish.
Good morning.
Aaron Neinstein.
Good morning.
Eliel Oliveira.
Good morning.
Kike Lamo Oshun Kenton.
Good morning.
Randa Perkins. Rochelle Prosser. Dan Riskin.
Good morning.
Mark Sendak won't be able to join us today. Phil Sutherland.
Good morning.
Zainab Sumer King. And Narish Sundar Rajan.
Good morning.
And now for our federal representatives of the HITECH. Hashir Abdi in place of Keith Campbell.
Present.
Jim Jurgis. Meg Marshall. Michelle Schreiber.
Wendy, I am present, but if I may, I would like to announce and seek approval from the committee that Alex Muggy has frequently filled in for me, and we're going to kind of reverse roles. So Alex Muggy will be the CMS representative. Many of you know Alex already. She's the Chief Health Informatics Officer and the Director of the Health Informatics and Interoperability Group at CMS. And so she'll be our representative and I'll be her backup.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for letting us know. And Alex, welcome.
Alex is, I'm the one here today, but Alex will be in the future. And I do want to say it's been a pleasure to serve on this committee. So thank you to all of you.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you, it sounds like, still. And last but not least, Ram Saram.
Present, and good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone. Now, please join me in welcoming Elise Sweeney-Anthony for her opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you a couple of updates today on behalf of our national coordinator, Mickey Tripathi. And I always like to thank you just for joining and engaging with the HITECH. It is such important work. And like I always say, I know everyone on this call has day jobs. So spending time with us to talk about health IT and help us as we advance our work is just so critical. So with that, I wanted to welcome our newest HITECH member, Trudy Matthews, to the committee. And I also would like to recognize Stephen Hester, who is starting his second term on the committee. So welcome and welcome. In terms of ONC updates, we have a few we wanted to share. We are continuing to make progress on using TEFCA to bring FHIR APIs to scale. As you know, you've heard Dr. Tripathi talk a lot about this in terms of our December events that we were engaged in, as well as just on an ongoing basis, the importance of FHIR APIs to TEFCA and the role that they play in enabling participant-to-participant FHIR API exchange through TEFCA. So the TEFCA recognized coordinating entity, which is the Sequoia Project, recently received feedback on a bundle of new draft TEFCA materials that will support greater use of HL7 FHIR and also to make other updates to TEFCA. So I just want to thank everyone who has engaged in that process. The RCE has a wonderful website that shares not only what they're up to and what they're working on, but also the schedule for upcoming meetings that they have with the public. So I encourage folks to also check that out. In addition, the 2024 Standards Version Advancement Process, SVAP, is open, and it will be open through May 21st, and that's the feedback period. So you can make your comments through the SVAP standards page, which is on healthit.gov. In addition, the 2023 real-world testing is complete. So that means that health IT developers must submit a real-world testing results report to their ONC authorized certification body. And results reports conducted in 2023 must be publicly available on the CHAPL, which folks know is our certified health IT products list. And that has to happen no later than March 15th, 2024. It was a new study that was led by ONC and our partners at the University of California at San Francisco. And it highlights the experience of digital health companies integrating with EHRs given new federal policies regulating standards-based healthcare APIs. A couple of things from the study: about 73% of companies reported current or previous use of a standards-based EHR API in production. And most companies reported use of the FHIR standard, you know, fast healthcare interoperability resources. I promised myself less acronyms in 2024. So if you hear me say things completely spelled out as opposed to the acronym, you know why. Definitely encourage that. So you can also read this article. The title is A National Survey of Digital Health Company Experiences with Electronic Health Record Application Programming Interfaces, and it's in Jamia. All right, and ONC updates. So last October, ONC and CMS jointly hosted an event that many of you were on, which was called Enabling Patient Access to Health Data for Actionable Results. As you know, we talk a lot about the importance of supporting patients in the access of their records. And that includes test results and having access to those test results in a more ready fashion. So the event was a great event, and there were patients, providers, payers, health IT developers who came to discuss initiatives that are underway that help patients actually access their health data. Almost a full day event and just very well attended. And the session is available on healthit.gov. So if you weren't able to join us, I do encourage folks to please check out that recording. It's a great discussion of what's happening in the field as it relates to supporting patient access and just general knowledge regarding some of the activities that the federal government is also participating in that regard. There are also a number of resources on our website on healthit.gov related to patients and resources for patients. One is called The Guide to Getting and Using Your Health Records. We refer to that in shorthand as Get It, Check It, Use It. So if you see that on the website, that's what it is. It's a wonderful resource. It's for patients to understand a little bit more about their health records, how they can get it, and how they can use it as part of their care. There are also informational videos, and there's research and data about how patients are accessing and using electronic health information. So not only are there resources on the website for patients, but also information that might be helpful from a developer perspective or a provider perspective in understanding what patients how patients are using their data and how they access their data. We also published a blog which covers some of the key takeaways from the fall event that we had regarding actionable results. So check that out as well. I also wanted to remind everyone that we are hosting a number of informational sessions to go over the HTI 1 final rule. The next session is actually scheduled for today, 3 p.m. Eastern time, and it will focus on the insights condition. As folks may recall, the insights condition is our implementation of the EHR reporting requirement that Congress laid out in the Cures Act. So please do check that out. That will be another great session. If you didn't have the opportunity to attend the other ones we've done so far, those are also recorded and they're also available on our website. So we encourage folks to check that out. And what would me talking about HTI-1 be if I didn't also mention that we have a number of presentations and other fact sheets online that might be helpful as you are learning about what the final rule lays out. So check that out on our website as well. And with that, I think I've covered everything for today. And it is my pleasure to turn it over to Madela and Sarah for their opening remarks.
Well, thank you so much, Elise, for all those amazing updates. And as always, there's so many things going on with ONC, and it's great to hear how we can also continue to be involved as well as the public. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to our second HITECH meeting of the year. And a special welcome to our new HITECH member, Trudy. And of course, welcome back, Stephen. We're so happy that both of you all have joined us. And we look forward to continuing to work closely with each of you. Now, today we have a very short yet important meeting before us, which is going to be focused on the last review of the annual report and HITECH's vote on the report. And then, of course, all of our upcoming HITECH meetings are still going to be very packed with many, many important additional topics. And without further ado, Sarah, I'll turn it on over to you in order for your opening remarks.
Thank you so much. Again, Lise, thank you so much for that ONC welcome and update. I did have the honor of participating in the patient access event as a rural primary care provider. It was a wonderful event, and I do encourage everybody to listen to it. Again, this is our second meeting, as Madela mentioned. I have the honor of doing the formal welcome to Trudy and Stephen. And so as part of our process here in HITECH, we make sure that members have an opportunity to state any conflicts of interest, ensure that we understand their organizations and their titles and roles. So I'm going to welcome to the to HITECH formally Trudy Matthews, if you want to express those three elements, and then we'll transition to Stephen. So Trudy?
Sure. Thank you so much. And thank you for the warm welcome to the committee. So that you all know, I'm work as Chief of Value-Based Programs, Public Policy and Community Initiatives here at UK Healthcare, and also serve as the Executive Director of the Kentucky Regional Extension Center, which was founded back in 2010 with funding from the ONC. So we are one of those regional extension centers that have been around for a long time. Previously, I worked for the Health Collaborative and Health Bridge in Cincinnati, where I played a leadership role on several ONC-related programs. So I have a long history of working with ONC programs to advance health IT and quality. And then prior to that, I worked as Kentucky's first e-health coordinator at Kentucky's Health and Family Services Agency. So I'm very pleased to join this committee and work with you all to advance this common cause. I have no conflicts to disclose. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then a welcome back to Stephen Hester.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate the welcome. You know, I think currently I work with Norton Healthcare. It's a health system in Louisville, Kentucky, an integrated health system with 9 facilities, really covers Kentucky and Southern Indiana. I've been with the organization in an executive role for about 20 years and currently serve as Senior Vice President and Chief Clinical and Strategy Officer. I've served in a number of roles in the organization, CMIO, CMO over the years. And then prior to that, practiced emergency medicine for about 10 years. So really excited to be back on the committee. Lots of great work here, and really just feel like lots of great things to come. And really a great time, I think, in terms of opportunities for data and what we see in the markets and working with partners. So really no other, I don't have any conflicts to disclose, and just look forward to working with the group.
Thank you so much and welcome back. So welcome to Trudy and Stephen, and my apologies, I skipped the review of the agenda. And so we're going to go back to the agenda, passing the mic back to Madela, and then she'll review the agenda, then carry through to our discussion. Madela?
Thank you, Sarah. And trust me, it's not a problem. We are always flexible here in HITECH. So let's review our agenda for the day. So first, of course, we've already started off with our call to order and our roll call, as well as our welcome remarks from Elise and our welcoming remarks from the co-chairs. The vast majority of our meeting today is going to be reviewing the draft of the HITECH annual report, and we'll go a little bit deeper into what we did with the comments as well as what we need directly from HITECH. Then we will conclude with our public comment, because we always want to make sure we have space for our public to comment on anything that we're discussing during our HITECH meetings, and then we will end with final remarks and adjourn. Next slide. So let's just keep on going. So you are going to hear a little bit from me for the next 30 to 40 minutes, but I do want to make sure that everyone is focused on what we're going to discuss for the annual report. So for all of our new members, again, the annual report is actually developed over a time period of approximately 6 months. And what we do is take all of the various different ideas and topics that HITECH members feel are very important. We also make sure to review all of the various different work that all of our HITECH work groups are also contributing to during that year. Plus, there's also additional information directly from ONC and all of the great accomplishments that they have also been able to do over the past year. And so we are now in this final leg of our annual report for fiscal year 2023. And all of these different reports were actually sent to you. And I want to sincerely appreciate all of you all that did review the report and all of the various different comments, as well as insights that you provided to us, whether it was during last HITECH meeting or actually during some type of written comments. And so one of the things that you're going to see is that all of your comments were actually fully reviewed, not only by the ONC staff, but also by the annual report work group. And all of your comments also are incorporated one way or the other. And so let's dive a little bit into the construction of the annual report. So next slide. So once again, this is a bit of what we have done so far in terms of our various different meetings, as well as we're going to talk about the discussion of the HITECH annual report, but then we're also going to discuss the revised supplemental background research document. And again, this is a very large document that provides additional context to the various different topics that are reported out during the annual report. And then we are going to ask the HITECH for a vote of approval today. And this will be the first official vote of HITECH during this year. Next slide. Now we'll go into the meeting schedule and next steps. This is a list of all of the various different meetings that the annual report work group has actually convened. And you can see that our last meeting was on January 31st, in which we took all of the various different comments that we had received to date and updated both the annual report as well as the supplemental research document. And then if after this we need a couple more meetings, then we'll reconvene the work group for any fine tuning. But normally we tend to be okay after that last meeting in January. Next slide. Now, this highlights the full committee of HITECH. And as you can see, we have been providing frequent updates to the HITECH committee since June 15th. And today is the approval of the final fiscal year 2023 annual report. Next slide. So these are just the steps of the development. So today, again, we really want to make sure that we're leaning into it, making sure there's no other small revisions and that HITECH is in full approval of this report. Once we receive the approval today, then what will occur is that the HITECH will transmit the final annual report and the supplemental background research document directly to Dr. Mickey Tripathi. And then from there, Dr. Tripathi will review the report in detail. And then for the final report and the supplemental background research document to the Secretary of HHS and to Congress. So once again, this reemphasizes how incredibly important our work as HITECH is, because it doesn't just stay here. It doesn't just give really strong recommendations to ONC. It directly also goes to our Secretary of Health and Human Services, as well as congressional members. Next slide. All right, so the discussion of the revised HITECH annual report. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats waiting to review this. So let's go to the next slide really quickly. So here are the primary target areas again in the report. So there are five primary target areas that are directly aligned with the 21st Century Cures Act. And they are design and use of technologies that advance health equity, use of technologies that support public health, interoperability, privacy and security, and last but definitely not least, patient access to information. Next slide. And this is an overall outline of how the annual report is divided. And it first starts out with a foreword and introduction, followed by the overall health IT infrastructure landscape, and then the infrastructure gaps, opportunities, and recommendations, the HITECH progress in fiscal year 2023, in which there was a large amount of activity. We also expect so much activity during this year as well. Then the conclusion and an appendix. Next slide. So let's go ahead and start to look at the annual report before we go into the revised background supplemental research document. And Excel, if you're able to bring up the comments matrix, that would be great to show everyone. So in all of your preparation documents, you received three primary documents. This, what I like to call the comments matrix, although it's a table here, but you also received a redline version of the annual report and a redline version of the supplemental research document. So as you can see, we actually gathered all of the comments from every single HITECH member that said something verbally during last HITECH meeting or actually sent in written comments. And what we did is that we reviewed all of the various different recommendations, and then we also highlighted on this document whatever we as the annual report work group and the ONC staff was most relevant for that comment. And all of these different recommendations and comments were divided primarily into two buckets. Number one, if they were just things that were clarification or making sure that we have the exact language that was appropriate, we incorporated those into the annual report and or the supplemental document as appropriate. And then there was a second bucket, which really was actually bringing up new additional ideas or topics that we need to dive into. And so there's certain nuances that we always have to look at, and we care and we actually incorporate all of those insights. But if it wasn't directly what we had been working on over the past 6 months, and it was a little bit more of another topic we wanted to dive into, we actually now have put that on the priority list in order for us to go and explore much deeper for the fiscal year 2024 annual report. And there is an entire iterative process of how we actually identify the topics that we're going to include into the fiscal year 2024 report. So all of those different comments or recommendations that we did not include in this year's annual report is absolutely on the priority list for us all to go deeper into for this current fiscal year 2024 report. So you'll see as you scroll through that document that sometimes it says that. And then other times, of course, the recommendation was incorporated. Thank you so much, Excel. If you want to scroll down really quickly, you'll also see other times where it was either incorporated directly into the annual report and or the supplemental document there. So once again, I just want to thank everyone for your review and for your feedback and your insights. Every single thing that we receive is always looked at with the greatest level of importance. And we have fully incorporated everyone's comments either into the current document or on the priority list. So thank you so much, Excel. I think we can move directly on over to the annual report for us to review. And by the way, we are going to save all questions as I go through the report, as well as the supplemental document to the very end. We will have a full question and answer session then. But if you do have a question or a comment, feel free to go ahead and put that in the chat, and we will circle back to it at the end of the review of the report. So drumroll, please. We now have before you the revised as well as the proposed final annual report for fiscal year 2023. And let's continue to scroll on through. So once again, this is the foreword that just gives a little bit more context, as signed by both myself as well as the former co-chair of both HITECH and the annual report, Erin Meary. And we'll keep on scrolling down. Now, this actually is the very first page. And one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that we showed you the simple redlining of this report to fully indicate where all of the various different comments were incorporated into this final version. And so, for instance, you already see with the illustrative stories, you'll see some common trends here that we added some additional words and language to all of the various different titles in order to make sure that was consistent throughout all of the illustrative stories. And also we have some clarification to some of the illustrative stories as well that came directly from our HITECH members. So let's continue to scroll down. And as always, as we're scrolling, we have the illustrative stories for each one of our five primary target areas as well. And you see where all the changes were made from the last time we presented them. Then, of course, next is the federal activities across the target areas, where this is actually incorporates a lot of the work as well that ONC conducted during this time, during fiscal year 2023 that aligned with the target areas from the 21st Century Cures Act. Let's continue to scroll down. And this was also right here is, of course, going back to what the core is of the annual report, where we as HITECH have identified the various gaps, opportunities, and recommendations. And so once again, all of the various different comments that were brought up, we did fully incorporate them either into this document, the supplemental research document, or put them directly on the priority list, because we also, for those priority lists, want to make sure that it aligns with ONC's jurisdiction and scope. And so that's why we have to do a little bit more exploration of some of the various different suggested recommendations. Let's continue to scroll through. This is starting off with the design and for advancing health equity. And then you also see some of the redlining, which is very consistent throughout the report, in collaboration with relevant HHS agencies when we're discussing listening sessions. And then as we move on, there's the use of technologies as well as inter-public to support public health, then the interoperability as well. And then the longer term opportunities, because again, just as another point of clarification, we have several different topics that are either recurring from annual report to annual report. But then even within those opportunities, we of course divided the annual report into short term and longer term opportunities. Short term meaning that we can execute those within the next 12 to 18 months versus long term opportunities where there may need to be foundational elements in order to implement those recommendations. And it may take a little longer, 2 to 3 years. And let's keep on scrolling. Privacy and security is the next section where again, we have reviewed all of these different areas before. And there were no additional significant changes or recommendations in these areas. And then you see all where the red highlight is. Now, patient access to information is one area that I do want to bring attention to because of some of the significant changes we did make. And so, Erin, thank you so much for all of your recommendations to this section. What Erin did recommend were all of these different comments in order to clarify this section a bit more than what we previously had, and really making sure that we are using the appropriate language, like incorporating interoperability standards and data access among devices and platforms, and just ensuring that we are comprehensive in our language and we're not too narrow. So we appreciate all of the various different comments about that, as well as defining both consumer and medical devices in this section. So you, as we continue to scroll through, you'll be able to see where those recommendations were. So thank you again for those comments. And what this section is again, the HITECH progress in fiscal year 2023. The HITECH was incredibly busy this past fiscal year. I mean, we can see all of the overall accomplishments that we did make in the fiscal year 2023, as well as all of the different discussions from the annual report work group. And of course, one of our favorite things in the world right now, HTI proposed rule task force and all of the wonderful recommendations. And now we're very happy and proud to support the HTI one final rule. And then also, of course, our interoperability standards work group, in which now we are also deep into that. But this was also a highlight of all the fantastic work of our interoperability standards work group from last year, as well as our pharmacy interoperability emerging therapeutics task force. And we will continue through there. And then also we had some great work that was also kind of feeding over into last fiscal year, which is the Public Health Data Systems Task Force as well, which we wanted to highlight in the annual report. And then of course, a very concise but and very impactful conclusion. Excellent. And I believe the rest of the document is contributing, is focused on the appendix. And so this just gives a little bit more of the ONC objectives and benchmarks and all of their accomplishments from both fiscal year 2023, as well as what the defined ONC benchmarks are for fiscal year 2024. And we can just scroll through that. There were no changes to this section. As you can see, there is no red lines that were added. And then last but not least, all of our HITECH members that are there. All right, I think we are at the end of this document. And of course, all of our many thanks to our ONC team that make all of this possible. So Excel team, maybe what we can do now is actually bring up the supplemental research document in order for us to review, and especially looking at the simple redlining as well. And so once again, same exact process of what we did for the annual report. So what any comments that came up that we felt were relevant to the supplemental background research document, you will see the red lines in this section. Now, this is a 46-page document. And yes, we can start to go through Excel team. And while Excel is actually scrolling through, this document is meant to provide significant amount of background information into why we made the decisions that we made, and then also to provide any additional information for Congress members or their staffers to get a deeper understanding of what some of this information means. And so this has been a document that we have produced for the past couple of years for those that want to kind of put on their research hats a bit more in order to understand items. So this is a perfect example of some of these additional pieces that we have added. And so this, for instance, was a comment that was brought up by Katrina, but also fully supported by many of us within HITECH of the monitoring, the need for the monitoring of the periodic use of all of our different AI technology that is not just good enough just to implement it, but we absolutely have to have appropriate monitoring to assess for any unintentional consequences of health AI. And so this was another area where we added that in. But again, it's on the priority list for us to go much deeper into this year in order to assess where that is an intersectionality with ONC's jurisdiction and scope. Instead of, for instance, does it fall on FDA or one of the other agencies? Next, we'll continue scrolling through. And these are some of the additional red lines that we did add to the supplemental document here. And this is directly also from all of the various different comments. And I don't think there are too many other changes except for here, yes, with interoperability. So there were some very robust discussions in general during our last HITECH meeting about interoperability with laboratory and pharmacy. And we appreciate all of those different discussions. And again, this is a primary area also that is on the priority list to explore for this year. But we wanted to capture everyone's voice and that important discussion. And so we put that here within the supplemental research document. And this will be a nice kind of jumping off point for when we discuss this further this year. And let's continue to scroll down. And this is also an area that we thought was very important from some of the various different comments that were brought up as well, is that, you know, oftentimes when we were thinking about public health agencies, again, that discussion that we had during our last HITECH meeting, we have to make sure that we are being as comprehensive as possible of bringing in all of the various different agencies and public health authorities, including our tribal health authorities. So we're not keeping it incredibly narrow, because public health is so much more than just our standard public health entities. There's many forms of public health authorities that we have to engage and incorporate. So let's continue to scroll in. So that's where that discussion was put into our research document. and the discussion for sensitive health data and consent. This was also based off of the discussion and the insights and recommendations that we received. And so we made sure to add some additional language here about granular data segmentation and put that directly into the research document. And again, this is also placed on our list for further exploration this year. And this also goes back to the comments that were made about patient-generated health data interoperability standards and data access. So just as we saw several of the various different revisions in the official annual report, we also made sure to incorporate these various different recommendations into our supplemental research document as well. And so that's this, all of this language directly aligns together. And let's continue to scroll through there. Great. And this is just going over the standard gap analysis, in which I don't think we added too many other new red lines, but let's scroll through it very quickly, make sure that the entire HITECH committee sees where any changes were made in this document. And then we're going into privacy and security next. Once again, a very thorough document. I have to sincerely thank the ONC staff for putting together all of these different resources. And then last but not least, is the conclusion. And then in the next following pages, it's just the appendices, which includes the glossary, as well as all of the various different research references in which we were able to pull into this document for others to refer to. Excellent. Thank you so much, Excel team. I think we can stop sharing. All right. So once again, that is the proposed final annual report, as well as the revised background supplemental document. And I did not go through all of those items, but I do want to pause and see if there's any additional comments or any questions. But before I open it up for questions and answers, I want to again sincerely thank the annual report work group. You all are a dynamic group and full of brilliance and ideas, and I sincerely appreciate all of the participation that you all have lent it to, not only HITECH, but our annual report work group, and thinking about collectively what should be in this report to highlight all the work that we do as HITECH and all the work that we feel should be recommended directly to ONC as well as to Congress and the Secretary of HHS. So I want to thank you all for your strong participation and all of your insights and all the hard work that you have contributed to this report over the past 6 months. And then, of course, I want to sincerely thank Michelle Murray and the rest of the ONC staff. We could not do this without any of you all. And so your attention to detail, your structure, keeping us on track, again, incredibly grateful for all of the work that you all have placed. So I just wanted to thank everyone for this. And of course, all of HITECH and ONC leadership for all your support along the way as well. All right, so now that we have all the points of gratitude out of the way, let's open it up for question and answer. Any questions or any comments on the annual report that we can address before the vote? Ike, I think I see your hand that's raised.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank all the people for all the hard work that's gone into the report thus far. I'm still a little concerned about the user story on public health. And specifically, public health is already engaged in many of those activities. We already use syndromic surveillance as the initial way of identifying cases, and then certainly do engage in other activities. The big change that's highlighted in that user story is the potential use of TEFCA for connections to get that data. From a practical standpoint, looking at syndromic data, there has to be enough data in the system to analyze, to identify a trend. So it can't be necessarily real-time data in the instantaneous sense. We usually look at data kind of on a daily basis, on a rotating basis, as we're looking at data coming in, because you have to be able to have data for more than one person to, of course, identify a trend. So that's a nitpicky aspect, but I'm not sure that user story really recognizes what public health is already doing and has been doing for some years. And I think that's something we want to feature. And then what's the value add for TEFCO, or what's changed in that environment, I think really becomes important.
So I thank you so much for that. And we actually had a fairly extensive conversation about exactly what you mentioned and your comment. And so Excel, if we can bring up the annual report, and let's go directly to, because we did appreciate that and we did change that as well in the annual report to reflect this. And so you'll see here in the red line, this is what we try to do. And again, this was sent in advance, and to read all of the various different illustrative stories and all of the texts would take a little bit of time. But I'm going to show you what we did with the illustrative story, and then we'll also go directly into what we did for the annual report in the table. So we tried to capture exactly what you mentioned, and maybe there's another small tweak, but we said by analyzing the real-time clinical and laboratory data obtained through TEFCA, in addition to data received through syndromic surveillance feeds, the department is able to quickly determine that all the cases are clustered in an area where residents live in overcrowded housing and have limited access to healthcare. So what we were trying to say was exactly that. There's already data that is being collected, There was an emergency here in my hospital, but it's okay. Then therefore through TEFCA that will allow us to advance those efforts even more. So does this capture it, Ike, or is there something else that you think may be able to flesh this out a little bit more?
Well, again,
this is Bryant. I can't figure out how to raise my hand. Apologies. Just want to second Ike's concern. And I think that I totally agree with the user story describing the scenario describing a future state that's even better than it is now. I just think that it's a little dismissive to say, in addition to syndromic surveillance data, because it's that syndromic surveillance data that would have prompted that local health jurisdiction to reach out through TEFCA to investigate each of the cases. So there's a pre-existing public health effort that should be recognized as being built upon.
And public health has long collected and assembled data beyond syndromic surveillance, looking at electronic laboratory reporting, immunization reporting, cancer reporting, et cetera, is all data we've been collecting and using for a number of years to identify threats and reach out in a timely manner to control infection and other disease. The addition of electronic case reporting, which is relatively new to the table, certainly expands that ability to get information. TEFCA may further enhance or make it easier for providers to submit data to public health for those purposes, and that's a really, really good thing and probably something that needs to be featured here. But I do think there needs to be additional recognition or better recognition of what public health is already engaged in.
Agree. So hear that very, very clearly. So what can we do? What proposal do the two of you recommend that maybe we can switch this around? Because what I'm hearing is that there needs to be a stronger recognition of the public health systems that are already in place, and that how TEFCA is going to allow, again, further enhancement of all of these different efforts as well. So is there a sentence that we can, or a revision to this sentence, in order to capture what some of the various different concerns are?
Sure. I think, you know, kind of wordsmithing on the fly, looking at by analyzing real time, blah, blah, you know, that sentence. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere in there, if we insert a line about, broadly speaking, the data that public health is already collecting, you know, mm-hmm. public health currently collects data through a variety of different programs, ELR, ECR, syndromic surveillance, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then add a line that says PEFCO will make it easier for providers to use a single connection to exchange data with public health, enhancing public health's access to timely data.
Excellent. Excellent. So what I hear, and we're right, trust me, we're capturing this in every way. So what I'm hearing and saying, by analyzing real-time clinical data, blah, 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 public health is already collecting important data sources, and then we'll include an example or two, and TEFCA will make it easier for the public health agencies to exchange data and enhance already the systems that are currently in place. So giving that recognition to what is already taking place and all the strong work there, but how TEFCA will help to enhance the interoperability and the exchange of that data.
Yeah, I think that works well. And then mentioning state public health is probably as important as mentioning locals, because it's really it's collaboration. Mm-hmm. On the public health end of it, between local, state, tribal, CDC, and all parties, depending upon the situation at hand, because we do collaborate across the public health community as well.
Absolutely. And we also incorporated that exact piece also, of course, directly further down because you have mentioned that before, Ike, and then, of course, in the supplemental document as well. So yeah, listening in every way.
Yeah, thank you. And I this is Bryant again. I recognize there's nothing wrong in what's said here and incorporations of in addition to syndromic surveillance. It's just that for a naive reader of the report, they might not understand the sequence or the process that the syndromic surveillance comes in at the state level, not at the local level. Mm-hmm. And so it's a collaboration of the state and the locals that identified that outbreak in the small town in the first place. And then because of that partnership between the state and the local, an investigation was initiated, and the TEFCA tool sets allowed for that investigation to happen in near real time, rather than the old way of either walking into those institutions and doing a chart review or painfully trying to contact all the providers that were involved via phone and waiting for the callbacks, which
absolutely
don't happen as quickly as we would like. So I think that I totally agree with what's laid out here as a vision. As is always the case, is more complicated than you're able to capture in the report.
Well, I sincerely appreciate your comments, Ike and Bryant. And so what we're doing is that we're already capturing that sentence. And even if you, while we're going through the rest of this, if you want to even do your own sentence, and that can be sent to, in the chat to the host and panelists so that Michelle can see it and I can see it. So we'll make sure to help to clarify that, because we want it to be highly reflective of what we believe is the future state, while also acknowledging our current state right now. So thank you for that.
Appreciate all right. That.
And it's prompting me to think perhaps we need to get more public health representation on the annual report committee for this coming year. So.
Well, it's a very fun committee. That's all I can say. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you both. Any other questions or comments? All right, I'm not seeing any additional hands. And I do not see any additional items within the chat. So it sounds like then we can go ahead and call for the vote. So Sarah, I'm gonna turn it over to you to call for the vote, and calling for the vote with the additions of what both Ike and Bryant were recommending. Wendy, I see your hand.
Yes, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Medell, can you just clearly do a recap of what you proposed for the report for based on both Ike and Bryant's comments? We have to do that before we can pose a report, so or vote on the report, so people know clearly what they're voting for.
Absolutely. So what we're voting on, and which Sarah is going to call the official vote, will be the approval of the revised annual report, which will include that one sentence which will be refined in the illustrative story for public health in order to fully capture the future state of how TEFCA can help the current existing public health entities in the exchange of data. And just to make sure everybody's clear, this is not, Sarah's gonna call for the vote, which means she will ask for a motion and a second. I am just clarifying what she is going to call the vote for. So we're calling for the approval of the revised annual report with the recommendations that both Ike and Brian actually proposed to HITECH. So we will make that change in the report. And you're also voting for the approval of the revised supplemental research document. And this will be the total package for the annual report for fiscal year 2023. So that is what we will be calling. So I will turn it on over to Sarah to officially call for the vote of the approval of those aspects of our annual report and our supplemental research document.
And thank you so much, Madel. And so just from a point of process, thank you so much for the presentation and the amazing work of the annual report work group. Extensive. Thank you for our public health friends for adding that last perspective. And so I'm looking for a motion to approve the revised annual report with the in-meeting amendments to the public health use case as expressed by Madel. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Hans.
Do I have a second?
Second, Mrs. Hannah Galvin.
So I'm going to make sure that we're having a formal vote here. So a raise of hands for all members of HITECH who approve the annual report with its current edits as so performed in the meeting today. Great. I'm going to give a few more minutes to make sure that we have other members in time to raise their hands. It looks like we're good. ONC, we captured that. Okay, so now I'm going to transition. Any opposed verbally? Any abstentions verbally?
I'm trying to get away from my hand.
That's why I'm switching to verbal. Any opposed verbally? And I did not hear any abstentions. I did not hear any. And so the motion to approve the revised annual report with the in-meeting additions offered by our public health colleagues passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
And so now on time, I believe I'm passing it back to Wendy to move into public comment.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Okay, everyone, we'd like to open the meeting now for public comment. If you'd like to make a comment, please use the hand raise function on the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you're on the phone only, you can press *9 to raise your hand. And once called upon, press *6 to mute or unmute your line. Let's pause for a moment and see if anyone from the public raises their hand. And while we wait, just a reminder, the next HITECH meeting is on March 7th, and we will be having our first in-person 2024 HITECH meeting on April 11th. And you can get more information about both those meetings on healthit.gov. Just checking that there are no hands. At this time, it doesn't appear that we have any public comments, so I will yield the time back to the co-chairs. Madel and Sarah, please proceed.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And again, thank you everyone for all of your comments and even for us making sure that even to the last moment that we have the best report that we can. So once again, thank you everyone for joining us in our HITECH meeting for February and absolutely look forward to being with all of you all again in March. Sarah, your last comments.
I'm just going to echo the same. Thank you so much. And again, a specific thank you to all of those who put effort into the annual report this year. It's an excellent document and the labor is very, very clear. We look forward to seeing you next month and very much look forward to seeing you in person in DC. Have a lovely day, all.